What's up, everyone? Thanks again for tuning in to the Emerald Coast Essentials podcast. My name is Micah Gillette, your host with LPT Realty. Today we have Emily Little, or the traveling painter. Is it the traveling painter?
Yeah.
Is that right? Awesome. Yeah. Well, she is a local artist. I have seen her art done with kids, particularly with my daughter, and I think she's a phenomenal artist. But first, let's get to know you a little bit, Emily. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Emily, and I have lived in or around this area for the past, I'd say 20 years. My family moved here in 2000, and I grew up elementary, middle school, high school, graduated from Niceville, and then I went to UCF in Orlando, Florida. I have my hat on, just realized that. Nice. But yes, go Knights. And when I finished there, my old art teacher actually had gotten promoted. So they were looking for a new art teacher. And I was like, this sounds really cool. I loved her. I loved that class. So I taught there for 4 years. And then my now husband and I moved to Miami, Florida. And we were there in the pandemic. He works for Amazon. So that's kind of why we moved down there. And it was a little rough. I did some part-time art jobs there, but with a lot of museums and schools all online, it was very part-time. We had an opportunity to move back here last summer. I started working at a new school, Ohana Institute, over in Inlet Beach. And we've been back about a year now. So,
okay, awesome. So you've been all over Florida. You've done Niceville to Orlando to Miami, back to Niceville.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Niceville is the best then, because that's where you keep coming back to.
I can't stay away. Yeah. I was someone too, like when I graduated college, I was like, I don't want to move back. Like I want to go explore. And then this opportunity came and I wanted to like push back, but I just love it here. It's so cozy. I know since living here so long, I know so many people. I think that's why I've gotten Traveling Painter to grow as much as it has, is because of the community support. And I don't think I could necessarily do that as well in a new location, because this just feels like so much of home to me. So yeah, I just keep coming back.
Awesome. Is your family still here?
So my parents are, they live over in Blue Water. They always talk about like moving to a beach on like a foreign island, but they love it here too much. So I don't think they'll ever go anywhere. And then my sisters are in Tallahassee and Detroit. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And they were, you said they were college athletes.
Yes. So we always joke. I tried really hard to be good at sports, but it just wasn't. I took more of an artistic role. I played like upward church league when I was in sixth grade basketball. And that was the height of my career for sure. But they were amazing athletes. They both went to Division I schools. Lauren is my middle sister. She went to Troy and now works for FSU Athletics in kind of making sure that they're all doing what they need to be doing. She focuses on baseball. And I believe soccer is the other one. But she does it all. She's amazing. And then my youngest sister, Jessie, she went to Troy, transferred to Jacksonville State in Alabama, and then kind of has gone to work for a couple of different NBA teams. First at New Orleans Pelicans, then Detroit Pistons, and she just recently accepted a role out in LA. So she will be moving out there pretty soon.
Awesome. Very cool. I got a bunch of family out in Los Angeles. All right. So you said your sister is going to Los Angeles. That's cool. I got my whole family is pretty much still on the West Coast. They're just north of LA, but they're all out there with the exception of my brother. He lives up a little more in Central California. So very cool. So what brought you back to Niceville, or this area, I should say, from Miami?
So kind of once things started opening back up from the pandemic, Josh, my husband, had an opportunity to come back and work for his dad. And we loved Miami in parts, but we felt really like, I don't know, it was just hard to get close to people there. So we lived kind of outside on the cusp of Miami. So we weren't meeting a ton of people. We were kind of anxious to go try somewhere new. And then Josh got this opportunity to work for his dad. And then I applied for this art teaching job in Inlet Beach. So it really just worked out pretty seamlessly. I found out about my job. And then he started with his dad a couple months later. So that's kind of what brought us back here as well.
That's awesome. That's perfect. So you did, you're back up here now teaching at an art school in Inlet Beach, she said?
Mm-hmm. It's a private school and it's K through 12. And I focus more on the K through sixth grade.
Okay. Art. Are you teaching like art history or technical art, or what are you doing or all of it?
Kind of all of it. This past year I did just kind of introductory art lessons for kindergarten through sixth grade. I love art history, so I try to mix some of that into each of the lessons. But I really like the kind of approach that Ohana allows the teachers to take, so we can really be pretty open with our lesson plans. And so that's kind of what attracted me to that position in general. The school's very much led on the foundation of making lesson plans fun and interesting, and kind of have a lot of freedom with it. So
awesome. Very that. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if someone wants to find you and does not want to enroll their child in a private school in Inlet Beach, where I found you was through the Traveling Painter. So, you know, I could talk about it, my experience of it, which was great, by the way, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I started the Traveling Painter, I guess roughly in 2019, as a super side hustle. Like, I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
I started it as a side hustle. It was something that I was like, what if we don't have a ton of kids art classes in this area? And I was still teaching at NYSL at the time. So I was like, I love Third Planet. That's where I did my first class. I grew up with the families that own it. And so they really allowed me to try it out there, and it just really worked. We did like one class. I think our first class had like 7 students in it, and it was awesome. I just love like taking an hour to do something fun, different, that's art related. So then I was like, you know, maybe can I try an adult class there? And then from there, it just kind of grew. I think going back to why I wanted to come back here is I have had the fortunate ability to know so many different people in this area. And so I met up with the owner and managers of Schooners in Blue Water Bay. So I started doing a monthly class there. And then kind of from there, it just grew, kind of reaching out to local venues to see if they wanted to do kind of a paint and sip style event. And from there, it's just been awesome. I've gotten to meet so many great people, and it's kind of my thing. So I love that. I always took a long time to figure out what I wanted to do. I'm always all over the place kind of thing. So I feel really proud that it's something that I started, and my family and friends supported me a ton. My first practice event was at my parents' living room with like all of my friends, just to like kind of practice for the big event. So it's just been really cool. And I've loved doing it. So almost three or four years now.
Well, that's awesome. Well, so for anyone who's listening or watching and didn't gather it, Emily travels around as the Traveling Painter. That's her business name. And she is teaching art classes. So she provides everything. You don't need to bring anything. Well, you had aprons, paintbrushes, canvases, easels, all the paint. I think we got some glitter paint on the last one that you gave out to everyone, which was awesome. And then, you know, runs through actually teaching how to paint. My experience of it was through my daughter. You did a kids art class at Third Planet, which shout out to Third Planet. That's not the best brewery in Okaloosa, but it is the best brewery in Okaloosa.
Yes.
Mostly because you can take your kids there. no, it's awesome. It's less than a mile from my house. We're there all the time. So, you know, we found you through that, and you did a great job. It just, you know, you had the artwork up there that kind of gave the picture. So it was like, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. And handed out the paint, and there was no hard set rules on you have to do it one way or another. You just kind of let the kids go and walked around and help them, which was really awesome. It was a great class from my perspective. And, you know, I just got to kind of sit back and watch and hang out, watch the kids do it. So it was super fun. You made it a great environment. And like you said, Third Planet is an awesome place to do it. So that's very cool. So how do your adult classes differ from that? Do you just feed us all wine and let us go to town?
Yes. So with the adult tickets, most of the venues include a drink. So, you know, an easy bonus. And then it's funny to do a kids class and then the next day go do an adult one. They're set up. Adults have about at least 2 hours. Sometimes it goes over. And they're a little more structured, I would say. The kids kind of have their vision, and I love just letting them kind of create what they want. And I have found that adults actually do like, many of them, like steps and structure. So those ones I kind of do a little bit more, I guess, hands-on in terms of the steps. But yeah, I mean, they're at different venues, restaurants, breweries, and it's a way to not only like allow myself to grow within the community, but also allow people to come maybe to a new place they haven't visited. So every venue that I work with, I feel like they offer something amazing. So I feel like getting people in if they haven't been there before, or getting them to go kind of see it in a different environment, a creative environment, that's the goal. So yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it gave me a great reason to have a beer at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yes,
so, you know, nothing else, that's a good start.
Right.
So other than Third Planet, you do, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong here, but you do monthly classes at Third Planet for kids and adults.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do you go teach?
So on the most regular basis, we have Schooners in Blue Water Bay. Let's see, quarterly, we go all the way to Pensacola at Garden and Grain. Crooked Tail is in Crestview. Such a good gastropub out that way.
Okay.
We've kind of worked with the Palms Coffee House in Destin. We've done a bunch of events over there. I have some kind of routine, I guess, private locations like Splash RV and Water Park Resort is in Milton. And they offer a once a month class that we've been doing for the past few months there for anyone that stays on their property. We'll have like a couple of not like kind of one-offs, like they wanted to do an event for a work, because I do private events as well. So like I'm doing one next month for the Navy Federal Credit Union. So sometimes they're a little bit less often, but those are kind of my most frequent ones I go to.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask next, can you be booked for private events? So wedding, bachelorette parties, team building stuff.
Yeah. It's funny. I'll pretty much, you know, I'm open to try anything. So I've done, I started doing bachelorette parties, a couple years ago, and they've been really fun. Like I just bring it to the house that all the girls are staying in. Sometimes they're like really fun, most like floral bouquet-ish style samples, because at really private or public events, I try to do the samples of what they're painting as reflective that the venue wants to do it or something they're interested in, because that's also my goal. I want people to like their painting at the end and
right.
Hopefully want to take it home and hang it up. So I definitely try to work with whatever kind of group's goal is for that kind of thing. I've done a military couples painting night, which was really fun. They paired two canvases together as part of a monthly date night that they set up over at Hurlburt. So it's really fun. I try to always do something new. But yeah.
Awesome. So what is the next 2 to 5 years look like for the traveling painter? Are you trying to are you trying to do this full time, or are you going to try and keep the cadence you're at right now?
I have always talked about like, wow, how we could grow it. Cause it's just myself and, a lot of my family members and Josh, they've, extensively helped me with setups and, you know, sometimes we'll have like 6 events a week. And with all of them having full-time jobs, it is getting to a point where I'm like, maybe I should hire someone or grow it a little bit more in terms of just myself. But I think that would be the goal. Like I would love to see it just in more locations. I've been working on a couple murals lately. So I've, for my friends' nurseries, or a couple local businesses. So I kind of think just growing, being more confident in painting in different environments, maybe, just being a little more confident in taking my classes on maybe a larger scale. But I love teaching as well. I just finished up teaching over at Northwest Florida for Kids on Campus. So as much as I'm like, you know, I love traveling painter, it gives me an opportunity to teach. So I don't know that I'd ever want to get rid of that either. But yeah.
Okay.
Always something artistic.
Yeah. Do you have any local murals anyone could go see or work out around town or around the Emerald Coast?
Yeah, so at the Palms Coffee House, that's actually how I got in touch with Leigh, who manages the coffee house there. She's awesome. One of my friends actually referred her or me to her. And so that's how I met. And then we started doing some paint classes there. But yeah, the big wall, when you first walk in there, third planet's one of their bathrooms is my digital graffiti. Or
I saw that.
Yeah, physical graffiti onto their walls. And then yesterday I just finished up one of my friends, well, two of them, they're expecting. So we did a Toy Story mural. So
very cool. One,
obviously private, can't just go frequent that one, but those ones are really special. I've done random commissions for a lot of my friends, and I think there's kind of more pressure because I want it to look super good. I always want things to look very good, but I wanted it to be like just what they were thinking for their nursery, because I feel like that's a big deal. So yeah, those ones are really special to get to do.
Very cool. Yeah, that's really cool. So you can be hired out for also just private artwork too, if someone else wants their nursery done.
Yes. Okay. I think I'm in my element now where like, I love teaching. I don't think I'll ever get tired of that for my paint and sip traveling painter classes, but I've gotten more confident in wanting to do. Yeah. Like I would love to just go paint a nursery, and I really enjoy doing it. It's, you got a plan, but it, you know,
yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. So you are a veteran to the Emerald Coast. You've been here on and off for the last 20 years. What are some of your favorite places to go frequent?
Okay. So restaurant, like I'd say not too expensive, but just like your classic lunch meal. My favorite spot's Burrito del Sol. They have one in Destin, Fort Walton Beach.
Yeah.
I love their food. I'm a vegetarian, so they have a great tempeh quesadilla.
Nice.
Let's see, over in Fort Walton Beach, Cafe Organic is one of my absolute favorite restaurants. I love them. I love what they make, all their specials. I just feel like they make things really fresh, local. I love that. My first job was at Crab Trap in Destin. I think it's my favorite location for a restaurant. It's just right on the beach. You can't beat it. So I would suggest anyone at least go get their Bushwhacker. It's like the best drink ever. Nice. That way. Go sit on the beach.
It's kind of like dessert.
They're always food related. All my stuff's always food related, but yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, right, you know, before we let you go, if someone's looking to get a hold of you to either do a private commission job or just see your class schedule, where can they do that?
Yeah. So I have a website, thetravelingpainter.org. And then on my Instagram, I have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. That's all the Traveling Painter One, because someone out there already had Traveling Painter. So right. Yeah, you got to add a one to the end. But yeah, I have email, you know, my phone number, you know, whatever. People interacted in a bunch of different ways, but I'll find you mostly I guess my website or Facebook is the most common.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll put all your social media links and your email and all that kind of stuff in the show notes and description, so you guys can go check it out and find her if you're looking to do either just one of her classes. It's a really fun time. Emily was a great artist and put on a really good class, so I highly recommend it. Even if you're just, you know, date night out, looking to go take your kid out on a date or something. It was a great time. So thank you very much, Emily, for joining us. You got anything else before we go?
No, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. See you guys.